afternoon, Milwaukee. Punch that clock, man. It is now time for you to check in on your lunch break on the Truth 101.7 FM with your homeboy, Ray Nitty.
What it do? And maybe Shannon.
There she go. There she go. Shannon, how you feeling, man? How you feeling? It's been a long weekend.
It do feel like a long weekend. I feel like it's been too long since we've been here on the lunch break, man. I started to miss them people.
Man, we had a, it was a pretty eventful weekend, Shannon. I wish you was on in Milwaukee to experience it. Yeah, it was Juneteenth.
Listen, I feel left out. I feel real sad about it. But the Truth Nation family held it down.
Held it down, man. We was in the parade. Me, Meech, and Sierra got to represent Truth in the parade. Handing out.
Y'all was throwing out beads, or people don't do that.
No, you know what? I'm glad they moved away from that, man, because they used to just toss candy at the people. Like, it was like, peasants beneath me, here, candy. So I'm like, man, I'm glad they moved away from just throwing the candy at our folks and putting it in bags now and handing it out. But we gave out sunglasses and wristbands and Juneteenth flags. So that was pretty fun, man. It was long march. Then had to march back to the car to to pick up the whip, man. Then it was Father's Day. As a matter of fact, we broadcast live before we moved on to Father's Day. We broadcast live from Juneteenth. We got to talk to a bunch of people, Shannon.
Who pulled up to the booth?
So Big Frank pulled up when I was there. That was super dope. The Milton House. I think Milton House pulled up. Okay. I think I'm saying it right. Forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong. They pulled up. They talked about being one of the only licensed underground railroad facilities in the state of Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken.
That's big.
Yeah, they talked about that. Who else pulled up? Then we had Prince Hall Masonry and the Eastern Stars pull up. The Grand Master Sean A. James Sr. and Tierra Thomas, the worthy matron of the Eastern Stars, pulled up and shared a bunch of information about how people could get involved, some things that was going on. We're going to have to get them in studio one of these days, man. What was Juneteenth like for you, Shannon?
Man, I ended up working on Juneteenth, you know? Just, you know, working and working, working on other work. Just keeping busy out here, you know, out here by myself.
So you wasn't free on Juneteenth is what it sounds
like. I was not a free woman.
It was not. I was not a free woman. Zach Starnes.
I was looking at y'all post this stuff like. I was looking at y'all post stuff like, y'all celebrate y'all's because I ain't got mine.
No. Oh, man.
But yeah, I just worked and watched y'all celebrate. So that was good. I feel like if I would have gotten outside, they probably would have had plenty of stuff going on, but didn't get outside.
Oh, good, man. Don't forget the number to call is 833-212-1017. That is 833-212-1017. Or you could check us out on the YouTube app or YouTube, the Lunch Break, or Truth 101.7 FM on your radio stations. Man, we saw some...
Hey, Ray, don't forget to tell them to go ahead and hang with us on Facebook, though.
Oh,
Hold on now.
I'm sorry. Check me. Go ahead. Tell them where we at, Hold Shannon. On, Ray. Don't go anywhere.
Man, we on Facebook, too. We on Facebook, too. Make sure you guys go ahead and like our Facebook page. It's The Lunch Break. Ray and Shannon, it's the same logo that you guys see on YouTube and everywhere else. So make sure you guys hang with us on there. We building a little community up. You know what I'm saying? We doing good. Yeah,
We almost at like 500 people in a week, man. We almost at 500 people in a week. Man, so what was that, Shannon? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm sorry. I said if y'all like these conversations, we keep them going over there, so.
Absolutely. And if you got pictures you want to post in there, please post them. If you got ideas, and we going to be taking care of somebody lunch in there. This is not on the truth. This is totally on Ray and Shannon, so do not hold the truth accountable for anything. Mm-hmm. This is just on us. So if you're in there, go and join the page. It's free to enter the page. It's not a private page, so sign up, man. We saw some truth listeners. We got to meet Al really? In person, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Al. What? Al pulled up on us, on me and Meech, man. We saw Al.
That's right.
You ever like...
I love that.
You ever like thought somebody was going to look like something else and then they just look totally different?
The voice don't match the face?
Man, it don't, man. I thought Al was...
Really?
Man, Al like this big, strong, you know, like... Oh. I'm like, Alan, knock myself out, man. Let me. I see why Al
said he'll pick them words up. Yeah.
Man, Al strong as a fool, man. He shook my hand hard as a fool. That was like, what was that, Friday? We was like in a Matrix. But no, it was beautiful, man. It was beautiful to be out there Juneteenth, seeing everybody, black love, black excellence. Yeah. The young people, seeing the parade, seeing the vendors.
You met Al, right?
Yeah, we did. We did. We was just talking about that, Zach. We was just talking about that. I was telling him how strong Al shook my hand, almost pulled my arm out of socket. But, no, it was good. it was good to see some folks, man. We definitely want to meet more people. We want to meet more people, interact with people, man, interact with folks. What else we have before we get rolling? Oh, we'll have some updates from Larry and the cleanup with the young people. Ooh. For the warehouse. So we'll be getting some dates from him coming up this week, if I'm not mistaken, and a phone number where people could call if they're interested in volunteering or participating or, you know, being a mentor. So looking forward to that. Man, Shannon, yeah. what else you got for us? I'm pulling up this read right here, this news read I wanted us to get into.
Okay. So what did you do for Father's Day, right? How was your Father's Day? We didn't really get into Father's Day.
No, we did not get into Father's Day. So Father's Day was pretty chill for me, man. I actually got to I slept in till like 9:45. Let's start there. So that just... felt amazing.
I know that's right.
So it's been a long like 3 weeks, man. These weeks been going crazy. But then I just, you know, went to Famous Dave's. Wife took me to Famous Dave's, had a 2-meat combo.
I know that's right.
You know? That was crazy.
No meat.
Oh my God.
Give me the 2-meat combo. Hold the sweat.
Famous Dave.
and then after Famous Dave's, went and got some socks, man. I enjoy.
Oh.
First of all, I'm at the age now where socks is a luxury.
What?
So, socks is a luxury. On Christmas, I look forward to like re upping on socks for the year, bro. Like,
yeah.
If you want to give me a gift, you could give me some socks. And I truly appreciate it. Because I run through socks. Yeah, I got the feet of 1,000 men. You understand? Oh. So I run.
Oh, that was different.
I run through socks like crazy, man. Oh. To the point I be using my wife's socks and my son's socks. And she's sick of me
using
her socks.
That's why they be giving you socks. Exactly. They're let me get this man some socks. Goodness.
So that's why I request them. That's why I request socks, man. Yeah. So went and got some socks.
If y'all want me out of yours, give me some.
And I went and got some sweatpants, got some joggers. So yeah, man, it was smooth. Oh, and my kids got me some new cologne too. Paco Rabanne, The Million by Paco Rabanne. Actually, one of my favorite scents. Actually, I got it today. Up. Did you smell it, Zach?
No, that's so last year.
Hey, but that doesn't mean it's not good.
You said that's so last.
That's so last summer.
Actually, respectfully, young man.
respectfully young
boy. Paco young was probably 5 summers ago if we keeping it 100.
Even worse.
You know, but that don't mean it's not good though. That's like telling somebody.
So what's in this summer?
This I don't know. Obviously I don't, because I requested Paco. I requested 1 million. Look. What's in this summer? What's in this summer?
I'm gonna have to get back to y'all on that.
Okay. It looked like Creed been making a run. Creed been making a run.
And what is it called? Baccarat?
Paco.
Is that what it's called?
Baccarat. That's yeah.
Oh yeah, Baccarat.
Everybody talks about that one.
Man, I haven't had that one. I am trying to pull this up. Fathers. Oh, we was talking about Father's Day, Shannon. We was talking about fathers.
Yep.
And you had asked me something this morning.
Mm-hmm.
About...
I think it was the importance of fathers being in the household. You know what I mean? Like, what would you say that importance is? I think last week... Honestly, like we touched on a lot of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the boys not having any guidance, mm-hmm. with them essentially following 9-year-old children into destruction or leading them into destruction. Mm-hmm. It's just like a cycle of the blind leading the blind. So I thought that was a good point to make right now. Like, well, what do you think the importance of having like male role models, like not even father figures essentially, but like strong male role models in the household?
I think it's super, super important because they are able to show what representations of, and not just having men in the household, right? But the right representation of what that looks like. Because one would say my father was in the household, quote unquote, right? But what type of environment did that man provide or create in said household? And I think we leave the conversation too open to just, you know, oh, men got to be in the household, because they could be in the household and not be present. You feel me?
Or the wrong type of men, and they'll cause more destruction than they do.
Absolutely.
Like, a lot, and I feel like that's where people get it wrong. I'd rather have nobody than somebody causing more harm than good inside the household. So I think that's a number one point for sure.
Absolutely. So the environment that, you know, men create, it could be positive or negative. We talked about last week, as you stated as well, not just the boys that was misguided for breaking into the warehouse. But guys taking advantage, or the weird family members taking advantage of young people in fatherless households or so forth. Or even we hear about, you know, women leaving their kids with a boyfriend, and the boyfriend couldn't control his emotions or something like that, and discipline the kid in a way, or beat the kid. Let me not even say discipline, because they are doing bodily harm to these kids that, you know, people leave them in the care of these men. So I think it's very important to have the right type of male figure in the household. So that's what I would say to that question, Shannon.
Well, I do know we have to head off to break soon. So before we go, I would like to remind you all to call in, text in. Ray, what's that number again?
833-212-1017. The number is 833-212-1017. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to The Lunch Break on The Truth 101.7 FM with your boy Ray Nitty and my homegirl, maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
It sound like something that was on The Sinners.
Welcome back to The Lunch Break on Truth 101.7 FM with your boy Ray Nitty and my homegirl, maybe Shannon. She said it sound like something that was on Sinners.
That's easy for you.
We talking about the importance of fathers and the household. And not just fathers in general, but the right type of fathers, because a man can be present in the household and be creating an environment that is completely unhealthy and not conducive to a healthy household, a healthy environment. So yeah, Shannon, I'd like you to dive in more to that.
Yeah, like we were saying before the break, I do believe choosing the right people. Like, I don't want people to get it misconstrued. Like, I'm like, just having a piece of man or any type of man in the household is a good look. But I do understand how having the right men around can affect, like, how, like, first of all, it affects their confidence, it affects their leadership skills and things of that nature. But like I just mentioned, having the wrong people can also have horrible effects as well. I just think it's kind of crazy how, like, a lot of us aren't used to seeing, like, male figures in a household. It's funny because a few years ago, like, this was a while ago, actually, because, you know, anyways, like, at Pick and Save, like, I remember this because I thought it was so weird. Like, my dad, like, was at Pick and Save, and I ran into him at Pick and Save. So you speak and talk to your father. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to my dad, and this young dude came past, like, dang, old buck, oh, what is old head or something like that. You like him young, huh? I was like, what? like, what?
Yeah, that brother's starving.
And it was crazier. like, but what's crazier to me was, like, I understand if, like, it's a young father. My dad is older. Like, they was 40 when they had me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the age difference is there. So why was that the first thing that they even thought was happening in that situation? It's just like, we really not used to people having dads or something. I was like, dang, what? Like, we just having a normal conversation. It's my father.
Man, that or we getting... Has society gotten accustomed of seeing older men with, like, younger girls?
It must be, because I had to be in mid-20s at the time, probably late 20s, and my dad late 60s. Like, bro, yeah, be serious. Yeah, but I think so. Like,
I think society has created this atmosphere, and it goes. It's crazy how this kind of goes back to what we were talking about last week on how, you know, young people are over-sexualized. And, excuse me, young people are over-sexualized. They're exposed to too much. You have older men preying on, you know, young people, vulnerable women, you know, to satisfy their sick needs and urges and so forth. And one would say, oh, she 19. You know, it's like, man.
It's like it's still predatory behavior, because you know at that age, they don't know enough. They have not seen enough to know what type of game you running, or to know, like, you are giving them the bare minimum.
Man, so, absolutely. And it's like,
kind of reminds me.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No,
finish your thought, because it's going to go on a whole different tangent. No. It's going to go into a whole case study.
No, because I was getting ready to go on a tangent myself, so you could tangent first.
So, I don't know if you, like, are seeing this news, but, like, in Baton Rouge, I want to say there's a 14-year-old boy. I want to say 14, 15, 16, one of those three ages, a teenage boy that has been missing for a little while. And they just arrested a 51-year-old man, I want to say. Like, this is happening right now out of Baton Rouge. They just arrested the 51-year-old man. And everything, all the details have not come out yet. But what is happening surrounding that case is an emancipated minor, a 16-year-old girl. They said that the 15-year-old, we're going to say 15 to meet in the middle, the 15-year-old boy went to go see her. And when he arrived, she was arguing with the 51-year-old, who, I guess, because of a witness testimonies and stuff like that, people have now been coming out about who she was dating. So she was dating this 51-year-old man. He pays her rent. He takes her shopping, buys her things. And I guess she also was dating the 15-year-old at one point. And I think he might have stepped in between an argument. So that's speculation. Not all the details have come out. But what is pretty much for certain right now is there's a 16-year-old girl that was emancipated that was dating a 50-something-year-old man. And this 15-year-old boy that went to visit her has come up missing.
Mm. So now the
so that's what that reminds me of.
Yeah. So quick going to the chat. Somebody said, "That's my brother Z is the best." That song went over both of their heads. Like, no, it didn't, fam. Like, just because we ain't react to it, like, it was reggae, don't mean
that.
No,
that went over y'all heads.
I know. That's Kanye. Come on.
But what's it called?
It was on the Bully album.
But what's it called?
Well, dude, I don't mean it went over my head. I heard it.
What Damn is the song it. Called?
What's the name of the song, Zach?
Father.
Okay, cool. Ah, okay. It went over our head. Yeah, look, Zach got on.
What was it called?
I wish the camera was on Zach's face right now so he can understand. So
they're
people can understand.
Like,
I just gave him a bar. You right. I missed that one. I missed that one.
All drill, y'all. Stop playing with my name.
I'm sorry.
I said no more.
I'm sorry. All right, Robert, my bad. It did go over my head. But they'll never say no when we do catch them. That's funny, though. Always want to point out your flaws, not your greatness. E. Dot Wright says, my dad lived in a separate house from me and my siblings and never missed a beat. He always showed up and gave us his time. A father is biological, but a dad is a relationship. Being a dad requires that you show up, love, teach, empower, protect, guide, etc. I am thankful that I have a dad, not a father. Best fathers become dads through their daily actions, not just their DNA. That's actually some great insight right there, because, you know, people say, oh, you got to be present in the household. And, you know, I could walk back on that notion. Saying that, you don't have to necessarily be in a relationship with the mother, but how you show up is extremely important. You show up with respect, love, nurturing, and guidance. I think that's extremely healthy as well, because I do think it's important that young people, kids see, you know, healthy relationships with their parents, even if the parents aren't together. Because it has became normalized to see a lot of the discourse and the fighting and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that, Shannon?
Ray, it looks like we have Marlon on the line, and he wants to chime in on that. Marlon, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, Marlon. So, how you doing?
I did some research. Cool. I did some research back in the day. And most young boys have some kind of role model in their life. The problem is the role model positive or negative? You know, and like you were saying, you know, just because a man is in a house, biological or not, doesn't mean it's a positive thing for the young boy. So we have to remember that.
Yep.
The other thing you were talking about, the whole situation with the sexual issues and young women and older men, part of that study was that these young women don't have father figures. So a lot of times they're looking for father figures. So they look for older men to support them or do whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's part of it as well. You know, I think especially here in Milwaukee, we have an issue in Milwaukee, which is kind of a underdog issue, where there's a lot of these grown men, 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, who are having sex and getting these young girls 14, 15, 16, 18 year old pregnant, and nobody taking care of the baby. So that's the underlying issue in Milwaukee that a lot of people don't talk about, but it's out there and it happens a lot. Yeah. Hey, and you talking about songs, have you ever heard of Ed O.G. and the Bulldogs, Be a Father to Your Child? That's a good song. All right, fellas, but ladies, you gotta take care for today.
Thank you, Marlon. Yeah.
Shout out to Marlon.
Yeah, I think
look, I don't identify as anything. You can call me a fella.
Shannon is a wild boy.
I don't mind
boy.
Being called a fella. I'm a wild boy.
I don't mean mine called
Bet
a fella.
That gang.
Man, don't go anywhere, y'all. You are live on the lunch break on the Truth 101.7 FM. We'll be right back.
Hey, yo, be a father. If not, why bother, son? A boy can make them, but a man can raise one. If you did it, admit it, then stick with it. Don't say it ain't yours, because all women are not whores. 90% represent a woman that is faithful. Ladies, can I hear it?
Faithful.
Thank you.
When a girl gets pregnant, her man is
thank
gonna
you.
Run around. Dissing her for yeah. now, when it's born, he wants to come around. Talking at him, sorry for what I did. And all of a sudden, he now wants to see his kid. She had to
be welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. To the lunch break, man. Hope y'all eating man. Good. Hope you got some light to drink with your lunch, man, to wash it down with. We digesting some topics about fathers today, Shannon. What you got on the menu today, Shannon? Yeah.
Speaking of families, American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you are building every single day. And if you're part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Man, that was pretty tasty, man. Make sure y'all get y'all some insurance.
Thank you.
That was on the menu today, y'all. Yeah. Serving that
that's
up,
on
man.
The menu.
So, go ahead.
I
go
think
ahead,
our
Shannon.
Last caller was pretty dead on. I think our last caller was pretty dead on. I think so.
Yeah,
I messed with that.
100%. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
I wanted to, how much time we got? We got like half an hour left, Shannon. It's a couple things I wanted us to talk about. Have you seen, okay. Before we switch, we have Blake wanted to talk about fathers. Blake, how you doing?
Man, I'm blessed, man. How you doing?
I'm all right, Blake.
Tell me, I'm here.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's how you feeling today?
I'm good, man. I'm blessed. I'm riding through like 388th and Capitol, but I'm good.
Oh, 388th and Capitol. You way out, yeah, way out west.
Yeah, I'm deep out. Man, I'll be in Delafield. I'll be in Harlan. I'll be everywhere, man. Wherever that paper take me in this legal, and I get that paper made, and I get home, I'm good.
Yeah, man, you just be careful on that road, man.
Especially in Delafield.
I got my L. That's what I got a car, and my cousin be like, "Hey, man, you don't have no place." I said, "I got license."
I get that.
And I got insurance, and I got registration.
Man, I'm glad you ain't riding dirty, man. I'm glad
never.
You're right.
I mean, I've never ridden dirty. Even when I was young, I never ridden dirty.
Man, shouts out to you, man.
Dude, man. Like,
what's your comments on fathers this morning for us?
Fathers is when I grew up, it was the 70s. I was born in 71. I'll be 55 this year, God's will. And my dad, he had a crew. Everybody had jobs. Everybody hustled. Everybody took care of their family. Lights went out. Lights got back on. They didn't go out. You know, we had candles. You listen to the radio, watch the TV on the radio, go to the drive-in, go to my cousin's house around the corner, my godmama's house. It was a unit. And then, like I said, if you're a weak vessel, when the drugs were always around, heroin, cocaine, liquor, whatever. But whatever the vice is that destroys a family or keeps it together, my dad left when I was 15. And then once I became a father when I was like 21. Now, like I said, I got three girls and three boys, and I'm 55. I still feel like a little kid. But then we just had four generations this past Father's Day weekend. My mother's family, her mama had 12 girls and two boys. Now we have like 30 boys, six girls, and like we just spent the Hopkins, Simmons, Blake, Lewis family just spent four generations together for 72 hours, and it was beautiful to see all my little cousins, all their wives just walking around, and all my little cousins, me and cousins, got their four and five, one, two, three kids or whatever, or waiting on their kids to come. I got six. None of mine came, but that's besides the point, because they always around, and they doing here, one in Phoenix. They got their own lives. They were at work, But it's a self-contained unit. All six of my kids talk to themselves every day. They're in a group chat. I made sure that I would. My dad was in my dad was married to my mom, and then when they got divorced, I didn't get no prime help when I was 15, 16. I didn't get no more school clothes. My dad chose to be selfish. I used to be selfish. Then you learn to be selfless. And you give. And then, like, I didn't give a, and now I do. I always got love, but, you know, if you care and you selfless and you have emotions, like being cold-hearted, like, you're so cold-hearted, like, so what? But then you have emotions for your children. You know, but, like, for young men, like, all my little cousins, like, cuz, you okay? You know, I got, like, six of them that come check on me. And I got six of them that be like, they just watching me. But they all know Akpan, the stand-up dude. That's why my daughter's getting married on my birthday weekend. September.
What's up,
well, October 2nd, my birthday's September 7th. Then, like you know, I got when I went to Georgia in 04 to 09 to do the NFL and to work at, I was in Georgia from 04 to 09. I went to college for massage therapy, physical therapy, and nursing and teaching. And that's why I was doing daycare. I was nursing. I was working at the Georgia Dome. I was doing the Falcons. I was doing the Bulldogs. And then I went to Jacksonville. Then I went to Memphis. And I came home and did the Indianapolis, did the Packers, then the Summerfest. And then they was like, man, the Packers will love you. So I did the Bucks. And then I did the Rays for 27 years. I'm wrapping it up, man, because you're the one said that I was uncomfortable on the phone. Like, just let me say, fathers are important. And I'm always there. I don't have stepkids. So anybody come across my line, I show them how to be a man.
Man, appreciate it, Blake. Appreciate it, Blake, man. Blake was sharing his story, man, and on how, you know, the examples that he had and he saw and the principles that he implemented. And it sounded like they came from a big family.
That's impressive. I was like 30.
Man,
he was like, big family.
I was like, whoa.
And keeping people together, that's definitely impressive. No, for real, everybody pulling up.
Man, straight up. How can we resolve this? But no, shouts out to healthy fathers in the homes, man. I'm sure we'll be talking about this topic some more. What we got in the chat? Some men need to understand this is from Strawberry Passion. Some men need to understand that providing monetarily is not the same as being present. They caps lock present and they caps lock raising a child / children. Speaking from my father not being present, but thought providing money was sufficient. And Jasmine says, Zach pissed. He wasn't upset. It was a miss on my part. But yeah, that is true. Like, some people think because they give money that's enough. Mm-hmm. Oh, I pay my child support and that's enough. And then some of these child support checks be disrespectful.
Man, imagine trying to live. And then they be thinking you going to get crab legs and going on vacation with they $200. And 200 is on the high end of the things I've heard.
Man,
you be getting $56 a month.
Man, I've seen like $12 before somebody posted it.
Like, man. And they really act like she put me on child support. She trying to ruin my life.
Man.
Pay your $12, bro. And then they'll stop seeing their kid. Like, well, I pay child support. I ain't doing nothing else. Like, bro.
Right.
Like, that ain't even a stance to take. Like, you genuinely are harming a child at this point. Like, there's nothing in this world that could keep me away from parenting my child. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like she said in the chat, money and being present is so different, because studies have shown those conversations when people are just taking the trash out together, people walking a dog together, those are some of the strongest conversations you're gonna have. Seeing your kid randomly once a week and taking them to the movies, that's not gonna create a bond. That's not gonna create those type of conversations that have to be had to build somebody up. Or to raise a person, you know, or to make them comfortable enough to come to you with like their innermost secrets or advice they might need from you. So I definitely feel that. And I don't know. It's just sad to think that a lot of people think like that. Like, oh, well, I paid my $12.
And that's why it's a waiting list for Big Brother Big Sister program, because cats think because they paid their $12, they did their part. So
man, it's definitely important. Look, I got a chosen baby father as we speak.
A chosen? What does that mean?
Oh, that was different.
What is that? I'm.
What do you mean by that?
Thank you, Zach.
Look, this is why. Look. I'm like, this is why I got. Look, so this is how it all went down. Let me take you back. Look, so listen.
Okay.
In my mind, these people got baby daddies that they know ain't right. And you fall in love, unfortunately, with a person that is unreliable, disrespectful, probably will never hand down any life lessons that are worth anything, and probably won't pay their $12 in child support, right?
Mm.
So once upon a time, I went on a date with this guy, and I was like, this is a pretty cool guy. But I was like, if we dated, we'd probably kill each other. We would not get along in that aspect. Like, we just did, like, it was more so like a brother-sister vibe. Like,
okay.
I respect you. I feel like you're a good person. I genuinely did think, like, okay, your morals is in check. Like, perfect person, but just not for me. People think, like, just because, you know, a person is attractive and a good person, that's your person. And I'm open to understanding that's not the case. But one day, you know, we ended up becoming really good friends still. And one day I was like, listen, if I hit a certain age and I want a kid, and these eggs go, can't get frozen, buddy.
These eggs fried.
What if these eggs is fried? I'm like, you're actually a dope person, like a cool individual, a great leader. I'm like, You let me borrow a baby.
Borrow a baby is crazy.
So we got this, like, it ain't even a running joke. It's like a countdown. Like, listen, if you single and I'm childless and end up wanting a child, we got an agreement. Because I think we would co-parent greatly. And I think he would be a great role model. Look, that's better than falling in love with a bum.
You mean by chosen.
Exactly.
It's like
exactly.
You got one
people
in
get
the cut,
to a point.
Just ready exactly. To soft launch if need be.
No,
that's a hard launch.
Look, let me get a.
You said that's a hard launch.
That's a hard launch.
That's actually premeditated.
The idea.
She got the release date.
We would just co-parent. We got the release date.
We gonna drop this this album coming out. We got
I feel like a lot of times people get desperate and they be like, I'm just gonna have a baby by whoever. I just want a baby. A baby gonna fix my life.
Man, some
I'm like, if
do
I ever
need...
get there, at least I got in my head a good man, Savannah.
I be feeling like sometimes, we'll say that's for another topic. But I be feeling sometimes people be having kids as accessories. And we'll talk about that another time. To dress them up like the baby daddy that they don't like. But we got Winky Blue.
Yes.
We got Winky Blue that want to comment about fathers. Winky, how you doing?
Hey, good afternoon to you, brother.
How you doing, boss?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
I'm blessed. Yeah, I'm blessed. I was listening to the lady talking. She was saying that nothing could keep her away from her offspring. Absolutely not nothing. Well, in a perfect world, perhaps. But there are women that don't want to have nothing to do with the baby's father because they probably got to move on with their life, got another man, or maybe they even got another woman. I don't know. But they don't want the man in the baby's life that way. But they'll take the little child support, like you said, $14 a month. And the reason why a lot of those checks are so small, because dude probably got five or six babies somewhere else. Or in that household, you know, then it would be a little bit bigger. But most of the time, they got kids in other places, and they spread all of the wealth around. And it might not be that much wealth because he might just be making $18 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get that little check out, and you got $26 for child support, which is better to just let dude bring some money over there. You know, but in most cases, the women don't want to have nothing to do with the man. Now, she was just also saying that she got a guy that she might consider having a child by because he's shown himself to be a replicable guy and, I mean, a stand-up kind of guy. Now, if she hasn't been intimate with that guy already, believe you me, sister, that's just his representative that he's representing himself as. Because when you really, really get to know him and waking up and looking at him in the morning or calling him on the phone, all of that good stuff. And now if you've already been there with him, then that's a different case. But in most men case, we working to get that, you know, we working to get up on something. So, I mean, my representative is going to be on good behavior all the time. I mean, if I know you feel good about me opening the door, I'm going to open the door for you. But, you know, that's temporary. That's temporary. I mean, I'm not, if doing these things for you, I know will please you. That's only my representative that I'm displaying until I accomplish what I want.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 bam, jam, jam.
Shannon, I wish y'all could see Shannon's face right now. I want you to get back in. I want you to respond to this when we come back from this break, Shannon. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on The Truth 101.7 FM, The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and Shannon. Shannon got something to say.
Don't go anywhere.
Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Be a millionaire.
I don't play no games. Welcome back to The Lunch Break on Truth 101.7 FM, located in the heart of downtown, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. This is Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. Shannon, I know we're gonna take our time on this one, but we got Al. Let's talk to Al real quick, Shannon, and I'm gonna let you take us home and respond to all of those things he said. Al, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. The only thing I'm gonna tell you: choose wisely, live your life, and every man you meet doesn't have the nut in you. Maybe on you, but not in you, and reserve your guts. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Oh my God. And that's the truth.
And that's what I was trying to say. Al brought it right there. You got to choose wisely. People get mad when you actually make a confident choice. Right?
Al said, every man don't got a nut in you, maybe on you. I'm going to be quiet for the remainder of this show, Shannon, and I would love for you to respond to all the things that was said by Brother Winky. Because he said a lot.
Listen, you know, I respect. He said a lot. So I respect your opinion and might need your guidance to keep up with what he said. I think the first point that he made was some men would like to be in their child's life, but you have baby mamas that have boyfriends now, and the child support is so low because that leads us to that.
Dang, one second, Shannon. I'm experiencing some technical difficulties with the board here real quick. You there with me, Shannon? You here? You back?
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
okay. Here. Let's try that again, Shannon. Something's going on with the board back here.
Got you. All right, so yeah, I just feel like having multiple baby mamas isn't a burden for the woman to carry, right? That's on you. And like we said before, it's not always monetary that is the highlight. It's the time that you spend. And a lot of times I feel like baby mamas, when they don't want you around anymore because they have a new man, it's normally because you think, because I'm your baby mama, you deserve XYZ, or you deserve more than a co-parenting relationship, right? Mm-hmm. An effective co-parenting relationship is actually easy when the other person isn't expecting to be treated as a wife still, or a husband still, or like, oh, well, you're gonna respect me as like your boyfriend almost. When it's literally like, hey, you can meet my new boyfriend, we can all hang out. When people have like those adult conversations, I think things tend to go a lot smoother. And sometimes it is hard to have those adult conversations, but it is worth having or trying. And when I said like nothing can take me away from my child, I mean that. A lot of people won't even fight for their kids, even if it means like going to the courts. People, oh, I don't want to get them people in my business. I don't care who got to be in my business when it comes to my kid. Mm-hmm. I don't care what I got to do. Mm-hmm. Look, I'll be in jail before somebody rip me away from my baby. And it's on like men and women. if you have so many kids out here in this world that you cannot fight for one, that sounds like a personal issue. Moving onward.
Look. All right, checking the boxes here.
Checking the boxes.
Real quick, Shannon, you got some fans on the text chat. I just need to read these to you. He said, "What it do? My name is Javon. I think Shannon is so fine, and I want to dedicate a song to her, 'Let Me' by Victoria Monet. And I'm ready to freestyle for Z again." He said, "If she's single, if she's single, I am too." He said, "You so fine, you could be in a Tupac video, since she from the West Coast." She ain't from the West Coast. She from Milwaukee. You messing up, Jovan. West Coast. I'm a hardworking Virgo man, 46, single, no kids, and work. Shannon, you got the text lines lighting up. So we got two more minutes, and we're going to figure out who Jovan is a little later.
Listen,
but he mentioned
we could
about,
do a fundraiser.
Right, oh, my God. Shannon is crazy. He mentioned also about you saying that you already had a chosen baby daddy, and he said he feels like, oh, that's just that guy is putting on so he could get what he need to get out of you, essentially, like, sleep with you, is what I felt like he was saying, if I'm not mistaken, Isaac.
Right.
What's your response to that? Sure, I know we only got about 2 minutes, but I'll let you out.
So quick, I just feel like that's a very toxic thought pattern in a lot of our communities, that men and women cannot be friends if you're not getting something out of the situation sexually. And that needs to be visited, and that needs to be talked about a lot deeper, because I've known this man for 5+ years, and no, we have not been there yet. And we've decided together, man, that ain't gonna happen. He's dated and been in relationships. I've dated and been in relationships, and we are genuinely friends. And like I said, it takes a lot for me to be like, you know what? This guy is a good guy. And if push came to shove and I felt so desperate that I need a baby from somebody, I'm not going to just lay down with any old body and ruin my life. I would rather have a baby with somebody that I know is a stand-up guy, so it's not my representative. And I will also say, when I'm dating, I run a real tight program. I run a strict ship around here, so they're going to open them doors after and before they get it. Or I'm going to be in the easy solution to them not doing it is me leaving. I'm never one of them people that's like, oh, he didn't open the door. What happened to him? Oh, I know what happened to him. He stopped opening that door, and he's gone. He's been dismissed. So people open the doors for me before and after, where they don't exist in my world. So.
And you heard it live right here on the Lunch Break. The Truth 101.7 FM. Your homeboy Ray Nitty and my homegirl, maybe Shannon. Shannon crazy, y'all. I am, if y'all knew, but Shannon don't play around, man. Don't call up here on no mess, because I'm going to put you on a stress.
Oh, that was different.
The program is tight around
here. I just
keep
being honest. I run a strict ship.
Don't go anywhere, y'all. Manon and the Grapevine is up next on The Truth 101.7 FM. Shannon, holla at me.